For this Wednesday, August 14th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Next week is back-to-school week for college students at USI and the University of Evansville. USI students start to move in today as they begin class on Monday, August 19th. Now, students at the University of Evansville, they will begin moving in on Thursday as they start classes next Wednesday, August 21st. The University of Evansville has been awarded a $200,000 grant to support its mental health and wellness clinic. According to a release, that grant was provided by the Old National Bank Foundation. Officials say most of those funds will go towards keeping the cost low for patients. The clinic serves those that are 5 years of age and up, with the mission to enhance mental health care in the Evansville region and beyond. And among those making a difference are UE doctoral students. The clinic utilizes those seeking careers as trained psychologists, giving them experience and bolstering the mental health workforce in the area. You can contact University of Evansville Mental Health and Wellness Clinic and Emily M. Young Assessment Center by calling 812-488-5640. The Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department is reminding the community that their fall youth sports registration ends this Friday. They say that students should have received forms at school. The department says they are still in need of coaches. We have shared a post from the Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department on our Posey County Radio Facebook page that has the link for online signups. Officials say Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch and local officials in Posey County will have a groundbreaking ceremony of the Western Bypass on Monday, August 19th. According to officials, this will be a landmark infrastructure project designed to improve traffic flow and safety in the city of Mount Vernon. This initiative aims to redirect semi-truck traffic away from the downtown area, thereby reducing congestion, enhancing road safety, and creating new opportunities for economic development. Officials say the project honors the late Carl Schmitz, who served as Posey County Commissioner from 2012 until 2021 and played a crucial role in its inception. The groundbreaking will take place at 11:30 a.m. on Monday at Smith Road and Givens Road in Black Township. The Relay for Life of North Posey is coming up this Saturday, August 17th at Murphy Park. You can visit our Posey County Radio Facebook page as we have shared two links for details on the 5K run and walk and also relay that will follow. Finishing up with some sports news from Tuesday night, the St. Louis Cardinals dropped their third straight game as they lost at the Cincinnati Reds 4-1. The Redbirds fall to 60-60 on the year, and the Reds improved to 59-61. The Cardinals try to avoid a three-game sweep in Cincy tonight at 5:40. The Chicago Cubs lost a tight game at the Cleveland Guardians Tuesday evening 2-1. The Cubs dipped to 59-62, and they hope to avoid a three-game sweep in Cleveland tonight, first pitch at 5:40. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, August 14th. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.